So I want to begin today's homily by asking a question, and I want you to be honest with the answer to this because it's important to be honest. How many of us have obsessed over things? Good. Over things. Now, what I specifically mean is, you know, we tend, as human beings, to get really excited about them, and so we tend to obsess of them, or obsess over them, or we get really worried about things, and we tend to obsess over them. And today I was kind of thinking about being summer, and how much I always kind of got obsessive about vacation, about going on a vacation somewhere or doing something. Like I really like to go on cruises, and whenever I do that, I tell you, I spend however much time I have investigating the ship. I can tell you where the restaurants are going to be, what levels they're on, where are all of the places to get the drinks, who has which bar has which drink, which room am I in. I can tell you where it is before I even step foot on the ship. That tells you how obsessive I can get over that. And I don't think I'm alone. I think all of us, when we get excited about things, we get obsessive about it. But my dear brothers and sisters, what I'm trying to say about that is, as we heard in today's gospel, if we can obsess about vacations and such and hobbies, you know, some of us, we have hobbies which we get obsessive about. Here we're in Colorado, and so I know some people like love hiking, and you know every twist and turn of every trail and skiing, the obsessive of skiing, who has the best snow, when they have it, where they have it, what the depth of the snow is, how much snow they did and didn't get, whether you should go to Copper Mountain or Aspen or Steamboat Springs. We know everything about the mountain. We obsess about it. And you say, well, Father, I'm not a skier. I'm not a hiker. We all have our obsessions. We all have our obsessions. But my dear brothers and sisters, for all of those things that we obsess about, do we ever obsess about the kingdom of heaven? Do we obsess that way over the kingdom of heaven? Today we heard this Jesus speaking about the kingdom of heaven, and he says, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Imagine this man who goes and he finds this treasure, and he does whatever he has to do in order to buy the field. Do we obsess over the kingdom of heaven like that man obsessed over that field and that treasure? Do we obsess over the kingdom of heaven like we do about our vacations and our hobbies? As we know every twist and turn on our hikes and on our skis and about our vacations, do we know, or maybe about our retirement, do we obsess over retirement? Do we watch it every day? Did it make a little more money today so that we can plan? Because I'm 10 years from retirement. Do we obsess over that? It's amazing. We know everything. Do we obsess like that over the kingdom of heaven? You mean I have to go to church every Sunday? I have to pray? No, too hard, too much. I have to love my neighbor. Oh, no. No, not my coworker, that one that's unbearable and he never stops talking. Oh. How amazing. How amazing. How amazing we are about the things that we obsess and the things that we won't obsess over. Do we ever say, we get to a vacation, do I ever say, oh, I gotta figure out what cruise ship I'm on, oh. No, I'm on the internet looking at the floor plan and figuring it all out. I can spend hours doing that. But spending hours in prayer, oh. And I say this because my dear brothers and sisters, we heard in today's first reading, speaking about Solomon. Solomon had the opportunity to ask for whatever he wanted. And I mean, let's be honest about that too. If God came to us and said, I'll give you whatever you want. Oof, what would we ask for? A lot of us, that we had enough money to live, or that our bills went away, or we all have a million things that we would ask for. And it's amazing, Solomon, he doesn't ask for power, he doesn't ask for money, he doesn't ask for the destruction of his enemies. He asked for wisdom to know how to lead the people of God. He asked for wisdom. My dear brothers and sisters, we need to be more like Solomon. Because I think, in all honesty, we would ask for a whole bunch of other things before we would ask for wisdom. Before we would go after the most important thing. And if we're all honest with ourselves, we would also go after everything else instead of going after the kingdom of heaven. And so today, as we come to this Eucharist, we ask the Lord that we may have this desire, this willingness to sell everything we have, to own the treasure of eternal life, the treasure of our relationship with God, the treasure of our time in prayer, the treasure of the gift of being able to come every Sunday to receive the Eucharist, the treasure of the truth of our faith, that we may do whatever it takes, that we may become obsessive about the things of the kingdom of heaven, and maybe become less obsessive about the things that don't bring us life, that don't bring us happiness, that won't solve our problems. Because my dear brothers and sisters, for every vacation we go on that we obsess about, we need 10 more vacations in order to be happy. No matter how much we obsess over retirement won't, we need a lot to be happy. My dear brothers and sisters, we need only one thing when it comes to God: eternal life. That is our true happiness. And so today, as we come forward, we ask the Lord that we may be willing to do whatever it takes to possess the treasure of the kingdom of heaven.